friend of the Shavuot specialist for Harmony Merazi Sheyichiu. We were commanded to bring various types of korbanos. Kol echad bizmanu lufi inyanu v'chobas. We have an olah, we have a chatas, we have an ashim, we have a shlamim. We have a toda, we have a pesach, which are snifim of a korban shlamim. They're korbanos siwa, they're korbanos yachid. And every korban comes from a certain purpose. We have to know why you bring a korban olah. And the pasuk v'nirtzel lechaper olah, Rashi brings divrei Torahs kohanim. Amal meratzelo, im tom ra'al kuisu misis beizin, om misiv deishamayim omalkos, hareon shanam ra'inam meratzelo, al esei v'al lav shenitik lesei. What does an olah come for? What's it meratzan? He says v'nirtzelo, can't be kuisu misis beizin, om misiv deishamayim omalkos, because we already have an onus for that. So what's the olah coming for? The olah is coming for those that are an essay or a lav shenitik l'essay. An essay or a lav that can be fixed by an essay, meaning that an olah is mechaper for those sins that don't have an onish in the Torah. If it doesn't have an onish in the Torah, the olah is mechaper for that. In contrast, it says in the Gemara in Tzvachim that an olah is a daron, daron. An olah is a gift. The Gemara says, what's it talking about? And it says that the olah is a gift. If like a tshuva, if we're talking about a case where he didn't do tshuva zavach roshayim toyeva, so then it's the carbon of a rush is a toyeva. Can't be talking where he didn't do tshuva. He didn't get tshuva. If he did tshuva, it says in the brisa that if you did tshuva, so then you get immediate mechila. What do you need the? What do you need a carbon for? So it must be that it's a daron. It's just a gift. Tanya namiyachi, chat eslam abba glachaper. Why is an ola come? So it's like a praklit shenichnas. It's like a defense attorney that comes in. He's meratze, he appeases, and then the daron comes afterwards. So we see that an ola is not mechaper, and adarabah a tshuva is mechaper, and an ola is just coming for a daron. So we see the Gemara that tells us that ola is not mechaper; it's just a daron. And then we see the Rashi bringing the Taras Kohanim that it's meratze alatze alase ve'alav shenitak la'ase, that it is coming for tshuva. It is mechaper al chatoim. According to the Gemara, it's not mechaper. According to the Medrash Taras Kohanim, it is mechaper. The Ramban is mechalek that the Ola is not mechaper; it's meratze. Shevenoisef lekapara shemecheka sesachet binin ritzui lifnei Hashem. So the Ola is a doron that brings to ritzui. So according to this, the bringing of the Ola is not a chova; just somebody who wants to be meratze. The borei is going to bring an Ola, but it's not a chova. So it's not mechaper. Even according to the Taras Kohanim, it's not mechaper. It's a Hayinu Meratze. It's just a Ritzui, but it's not a Kapara. So the Kuli Alma, it's not a Kapara. We have to understand, Tosefes Ritzui is necessary L'chol Chayt, L'chol Avon. Lav Dafka L'Ovre Averush Ein La Kapara K'chay V'Yasei V'Ovre Malav Hanitik L'Asei. If we need Ritzui, why don't you bring Ritzui for all the other Averus also? Another reason we would bring a korban ola, it says in Yerushalmi, Yuma Perek Zayin Aloch Ches, Shemechaperes Al Hira Leiv. So Lechara, the Yerushalmi is not like the Gemara in Zvachim, the Yerushalmi is not like the Taras Kohanim, because the Yerushalmi says that it's Mechaperes Al Hira Leiv. That's not what it says in Yerushalmi, that's not what it says in Taras Kohanim. That's not what it says in the Gemara in Zvachim that we quoted. Now this kapar of ola, Al Chai Ve'esei, it's different than other korbanos that are mechaper, as we see in a number of places. In Tosis, in Rosh Hashanah, Bava Med Aleph, Bava Metzia, Bava Basim, and Chesam Med Aleph, they're mechalek ben kol mitzvah se'aseh shekofen l'kaiman. All mitzvah se'aseh were forced to do them. And chatos v'ashamos, she'en memashkinim aleihem. V'fi she'en boim l'kapara v'chomer l'mechuyiv bem. So you don't take a mashkon to coerce a person to bring his chatos and hashamos, even though you do for other mitzvahs, say, because they come as a kapara, and they're very chamor, so you've got to assume the person's going to want to do it. So as Tosis, so why you mashkin ala ola? So why do you take a force the person? Why you mashkin for a carbon ola? Olas are also coming for kapara al chayde essay. So if a person wants kapara, then he's going to do it. So why do you need to take a mashkon? And it says Tosus, no. Ola is a doron, umikufya mechaperis. In other words, it's a kapara chitzonis. It's an external sort of floating kapara. It's not a deep-rooted, deep-seated kapara. It's more external. And but not mikiva. And therefore, since it's not touching kavan de kapara, so then we're choshish that the person's not going to want to bring this ola. But that's shver, because the Gemara in Zvachim says that a chatas is mechaper an aseh rak mikufya. But an ola is mechaper mikiva. It's not mikufya, not in a external way. It's a solid kapara for an ola. So when Tosa says that ola is only mechaper mikufya, he must have another hesper, what it means kapara mikufya, because the Gemara says that an ola is mechaper mikiva. And also in Tosa and Rosh Hashanah, they're metarits in a different way, and they're mechalik between chayve chatos v'shams and chayve yaseh. That since we say gabi chayve yaseh, that if a person did tshuva and ozoz mishamat shem ocholam lo, haray b'tshuva miskaper v'lo dami l'chatos v'shamas. So b'tshuva he already gets, so you can't compare chatos and hashamas where you are mamashkin to chayve yaseh. Chayve yaseh, you're miskaper immediately. When you do tshuva, you don't even need the carbon. We have to understand, even though he did tshuva, he still has to bring the carbon ola. So it's still chamor. So what is the tshuva going to help? So he did tshuva, but he still has to bring the carbon ola, so why not mamashkin on the ola? In the Gemara in Menachos, these questions are all asked by Hagon Reb Simcha Bunim Shriver Shlita, very chashuv. Migdolei chashuvei tamid chamim in Eretz Yisrael. In the Gemara in Menachos, in Dafayin Gimel on the Beis, it says, Amar funa shalmei ov dekochavim olos. That when a goy brings a shlamim, it's brought as an ola, it's completely burned. Ibai seim akorv, ibai seim esvara, ibai seim esvara. Gizobi dechovim libo l'shamayim. He doesn't understand what the carbon shlamim is about. He doesn't understand eating karbanos b'kedusha. He's thinking kulo l'shamayim, so you give the whole thing up. Ibai seim akorv, shekriv l'shem l'ola, kodim akarvi ola lehave. That whatever is brought, the pasuk says, shekriv l'shem l'ola, whatever is brought as a carbon, is going to be an ola. Karanara says the nafkamina between these two reasons, whether it's a pasuk or it's a svara, is when the goy is mafresh beferish l'shem shlamim. If karbano ola mitam the stomach kavanosa la'ola, so here he says mafresh it's for a shlamim, but it's xeris hakasav, it's not going to help what a kavani has, and it's still brought as an ola. That's what the Karanara says. We have to understand. Bishlam, if we say that his kavan is always for an ola, you can say that every carbon that he's mafresh has a shem carbon ola. But if it's xeris hakasav, then how is a carbon shehofrish l'shem shlamim going to be a carbon ola? Now that he's mafrish the carbon l'shem shlamim. So if it's xeris hakasi, you bring it as an ola, but he was mafrish it l'shem shlamim. If you say it's a kavan is for an ola, it's a beseder. But if you say it's xeris hakasi, so his kavan was for shlamim, so what do you bring an ola for? How can you bring an ola? Rambam perakil maise karbonis l'chabez raitz ein makablin akam el olos im hevi shlamim ein makablin imenu. So according to the Tzad in the Gemara that the karvana of the goy and every carbon that he brings is for an ola, why don't you makabal the shlamim? Be makabal the shlamim and bring it as an ola. This is in the Gemara a number of places, Psachamayin Gimel Ve'od, Oshim Shenitik L'Raya V'Shachto Istam Kasha Lo'ila. That an Oshim that was sent out to graze and not be brought as a carbon for whatever reason, and then when it was shecht it's stam, it's kosher as an ola. Now since we paskin that b'kol d'shekol shebechatas meisa ba'ashem roya, whenever the din is, whenever the chatas dies, the din is that the chatas has to die, the din for an ashem will be that it grazes. So if so, ashem shenis kapro b'ayelav omeisa yotze l'raya, so an ashem that there's kaparas habaylim or died, or they died, in other words, if the habaylim already had kapara, or the habaylim died, then it goes out l'raya, just like for a chatas it would die, for an ashim it goes out to graze. However, the das rashi ain sarach dafka raya, you don't dafka need to have grazing, eladai bakir al di habaylim v'raya afi chashuv akir, it's enough to uproot it from its shem shal asham. And Raya is also considered Akira. Das Rabbeinu Tam say for Yasher Tavkuf Yudalid, Midar Raya Sef Shal Akiva La Olaf Belo Nituk. Midar Rabbanan Itzrichu Raya Velo Mahani Akira Shal Bailim. That Midar Raya say you could be makrivit as an Ola, in without a Nituk. without separating it from its shem mashim. The rabbanan, you need raya, and akira doesn't of that rabbanan doesn't help because only mesira laro that he should take the behemoth to the sada, that's considered akira. Shibirayosa mesiyish mishmiroso mimum. V'chayach menatek es ha'asha miyichudo la'akrova. So with raya, you're not shomer at mimum anymore because it's going around, and you detach the asham from its yichud for hakrava. So with rabbanan, you have to actually do raya, because when it's grazing, it's going to get a mum. You're not thinking it to be an asham anymore. That's the way to uproot it. But after you're menatek it, now it's raya la'akriva ola. So we have to understand, how did this asham turn into an ola? It's different from Pesach. Pesach can bring us a shlamim because the Pesach mitzvah atzmo is a carbon shlamim with additional Pesach tikadinim. But an asham and ola are two separate karbanos. It's a sai according to Rashi and sai according to Rabbeinu Tam. You have to say it's a hilchos abalot taima. What do you mean? It's the asham is turning into an ola. How does that work? However you explain it, Rashi says that Akira de'abaylam is enough. Rabbeinu Tam says Akira de'abaylam is not enough. You have to do raya, but either way, how does it turn into an ola? Is a halacha of kaitz hamizbeach. If the mizbeach is empty, so you're makriv olos. So now, what's the makor adin of kaitz hamizbeach? It's another question. When the mizbeach is empty, you bring olos. This is in the Gemara Shavuos Yibes and Beis. Why is it called kaitz? Kibenos shuach lamizbeach. Rashi explains kazim shrevi b'kinuach sudamine mesika v'uloshem kaitz. V'tichsiv halechem v'akaitz lechol anaharim. So Rashi says that it's like a person brings desserts. That's a lashon of kayitz. You bring a dessert to the mizbeach. There's an argument between Tosfos and the Rambam. Ramban brought in the Ritva Rishona Tosfos and Beis. If we learn from that we compare an ola shel kayitz hamizbeach lebino shuach Shem Tobos la'adam, Oshu Lashon Garua, Shiachila Shalolot Sarach, Kadim Shein Lo Davar Acher, Mavri Itoi, Vivinois Shuach. Not exactly clear what they are. Some say they're white figs, but whatever they are. So do we say that they're good for a person, they're Tobos la'adam? Or that it's a Lashon Garua, Shiachila Shalolot Sarach, Kadim Shein Lo Davar Acher. A person doesn't have anything else to eat, so he just eats these Binois Shuach. So we have to understand why that's the machlokas rishonim. Is it a davar tov or a davar lo tov? So on the tzad that it's a davar lo tov, why would you bring it to the mizbeach? Davar tamua. Well, be'emes, it's really different than other carbon nedavas. The machlokas shonim in brachas if this tefilas nedava b'tzibur or not. The Rif holds that just like a tzibur doesn't bring an olas nedava, so too a tzibur doesn't daven a tefilas nedava. Ramban adds, and he says that even if all of the Jewish people together bring a carbon, all it's going to be considered is a carbon shutfin. But a carbon tzibur is only when you bring a carbon that the tzibur is mechuyev. But there's no such thing as tzibur bringing a carbon nedava. That's a carbon shutfin. Only when the tzibur is mechuyev they can bring it. The Mechamos, he writes that a carbon ola shel kaitim is beach, shabai de kolat tzibur, is not considered a carbon adav shel tzibur. It's called an olas hektish. It says in Zvachim Kuf Gimel. So they explain in the name of the Brisker Rav that it says in the end of the first parak of Tumur that all karbanos, baos l'shem chova, af karban adava af achra shehufrash, nechshav karban chova, milvad karban ola shel kaitzim zbech. Shekola karbanos ein chova laviyam klal, ach achra shemevi ish lamatar mesiyam islachabu lisratzis. So the only carbon is really considered an olas nedava is the kaitam mizbeach, because you have carbonos that come l'shem chova, and a carbon nedava, after it's mufrash, it's also a chova. But a carbon ola shel kaitzam is beach, that is be'etzem and adava, because it's just coming as a mine mesika l'mizbeach, that the mizbeach shouldn't be omid batel, and therefore it's considered olas nedava be'etzem. The Gemara calls it an olas hekdesh because it's one of the tsuros hashimu shel hekdesh b'moiser hamos shel hekdesh. If the extra money, that's the way they use it. Like the Shita Mekubetzes writes in Ksubas Kufav Amid Beis, the reason they bring Karbanos L'Kayitzem is Bech, Shalei Shulchan Rabach Reikam. So we have to understand what's the inyan of the Karban Ola Shal Kayitzem is Bech. Shaloba L'Chaper V'lo L'Ratzos. With Pashtus, it's not the only way it's like a carbon ola is that it's ola kolil al mizbeach. So Rav Schreiber Shlita explains the union of the carbon ola. Let's say a person says harei alai carbon, and he doesn't say what type of carbon. Is he chayev to bring a carbon? Or is not chayev to bring a carbon? Because no such thing as a stam carbon. So does he have to bring or not? And if he has to bring, which type of carbon does he have to bring? The only makor for this is a Rambam in the parish of Mishnayis, the beginning of the Dharma, writes that if somebody says harei alai carbon, yavi carbon vu oila. If he says harei alai carbon, he just brings an ola. So you see that a carbon oila is a carbon stam. Perush hadvarim, there's a musug of damim lamizbeach. Shamafrish damim lahavi mehem carbon. Cholaleim kedushas damim lamizbeach. That somebody who separates money to bring a carbon, they have kedushas damim lamizbeach. And therefore, if he's mafresh a carbon that he has to bring, and then he's miskaper, so yelchu damim liyam amelach, like it says in Nazir Chaf Talad. So it doesn't mean that the kesef has kedushas aguf. Rather, it just says kedushas carbon. That since the money is omid lechata, so ashim ushlamim. So it's like that carbon. It has like that kedushas carbon. A carbon ola is different. That it comes as a doron. And therefore, it's not going to be mechaper. It's not coming for any other reason. It's a carbon stam. Carbon stam is a carbon ola. Kedushas aguf shall call carbon a kedushas ola. That's ola lekavo. And when you're miyached it for other things, and it's makabel, an additional name in addition to the ola. But stam carbon's an ola. So now we understand this carbon of kaitzam mizbeach that comes for no other reason. The whole essence is bring a carbon l'shem carbon. So what type of carbon is that going to be? Carbon l'shem carbon, the only carbon that's really be'etzim a carbon. No frills, nothing attached, no additives, no additions, is an ola. So when you bring a carbon, the shame carbon, the only carbon that's be'etzim a carbon, stam carbon's an ola. And the carbon ola shel kaitzim is bech, it's called olas hekdesh. Because when the hekdesh is extra money, then you bring a carbon ola. And this is one of the tsuros hashimu shel hekdesh. When you have extra money, this is what you bring. You bring a carbon. Shalaya shulchan rabach reikam, your rabbi's shulchan shouldn't be empty. But a stam carbon is going to be an ola. That's ola's hekdesh. So according to this, the hagdara of the halacha of ashim shenitik l'raya, that it's karev l'ola, sai according to Rashi, sai according to Rabbeinu Tam, because the makdish asham first is mechel shem carbon ala behema. And he's magdir it to bring it l'shem asham. So it's two stages. So we have a chiddush in Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that when the Bailam had a kapara or they died, upaka chovas ha'asham, there's no more chovas ha'asham. There's no more aveirav that needs a kapara because he's dead or he was miskaper. So the carbon doesn't go to chulin. Rather it has kedushas haguf. And it's considered a behema le'ola. She'a carbon stam hu'ola. So that's how it turns into an ola. It was an ola all along. Because it has two aspects to it. It has the etzim, it's an ola, and then on top of that it has whatever else it is. But a stam carbon's an ola, as we saw before. It's an ola, is not, ola's a doron. So doron is not anything else. It's just giving to Hashem. No other purposes. So that's a stam carbon. On top of that, okay, it's also going to be an asham. Chule. But once it loses its need for it to be an Hashem, then it remains an Ola. We asked how Hashem Ola is Chol al Shlam Shekdisha Makum. We can say that you're right, he wasn't Makdish at L'Shem Ola. But it doesn't lose its Kedush Saguf, Shel a carbon. So it remains a carbon Ola. So if a Jew is kavanez to be makdishit l'shem shlamim, he says shlamim and he really means an ola, so that's hekdesh betos. By an akum, the chiddush is not a tos. He said shlamim and he really meant ola, so It remains with its ola, because that's a carbon stam. He said shlamim, but libo l'shamayim. So we don't say that it's a hekdesh betos. We say that since even when he made it a shlamim, it also was an ola, because it's a stam carbon. On top of that, it's a shlamim. But he didn't want it to be a shlamim, because libo l'shamayim. So maybe it's just an ola. Or else Xeris HaKasuv, it's just an Ola. But either way, when he was Makdishit, it was two things. It was a Shlamim and an Ola. So if Xeris HaKasuv, it just brought us an Ola, but that's included in what he originally said, because the Stam carbon is an Ola. So either way you look at it, it turns into an ola, because either that was what he meant belave, or even if it's Xeris HaKasuv, he meant shlamim, but it turns into an ola, because on top of the shlamim there's also an ola, because every carbon stam is an ola. And that the Tosa says that a carbon ola is a doron, and it's mechaper mikufya, it's not shver. We asked earlier, what do you mean the Gemara says not like that? Because Be'emes, an ola is not coming for any reason. And not for a kapara, it's a carbon stam. And the Torah says that when you bring a carbon stam, there's a ritsui. Like the Ramban says. Like we see in the Mashal, in the Gemara in Zvachim. That first the defense attorney, and then the Ritzui. And then the Daron. So therefore, Tosa says that an Ola isn't so chomer for him. It's not a chova like other Karbanos. Because it's not miyuchad l'ritzui. You can come to Ritzui with it, but it's not miyuchad for Ritzui. So when you bring it for Ritzui, so then it's mechaper mikuvia, mikiva. Then it has a stronger kapara. Like the Gemara says. But even without that, it's still a stam karban. And therefore, it's not so chamer for the person, therefore you have to be mamashkein. Because it's not on the level of other karbanos that are mechaper. Because it's not miyuchad l'ritzui, just al yadu av shalavo l'ritzui, but it's not miyuchad l'ritzui. Really, it's a karban stam. That's its basic, on the most basic level, it's a karban stam. And therefore you need to be mamashkein, because otherwise the person is not going to want to bring it, because it's only mechaper mekufya. It's only a doro. So that's it on the essential level. Then on top of that, it's also mechaper. Even it can even be mechaper mikiva. Mars is mechaper mikiva in a stronger way. But that's not the etzem hagdar of the olad. Can also come. It can come to this ritzui. It can come to the mikiva. But even without that, stam karban is an ola. So now we understand that b'chol ha-karbanos, first is kedushas karban stam, and that's kedushas ola. And then you have their additional name that are coming to be mechaber kol echad l'fi inyano, and they don't need a karban ola because their karban includes an ola. So there you need a Tosefis Ritzu Shesh B'Karban Ola. And therefore the Gemara says that the Ola is coming to be Meratzeh, but the other Karbanos don't need it because the other Karbanos are already included in the Ola is already included in the other Karbanos. But Chai V'Yaseh V'Lav Anitik L'Aseh, that they don't have a special Kapar, you just need Tshuva. In addition to that, you have to bring this Karban Ola. So it emerges then that a carbon ola is a carbon stam that comes with the daron, and it has kedusha klalis, that's chola b'hakdash, is kol carbon. And whenever you bring a carbon, it's going to have this carbon of stam, of daron, of an ola. It's not miyuchad lekapar l'ritzui, but al yado boim l'ritzui. And therefore, carbon stam shel hekdesh is an ola, and that's kayit ha-mizbeach. And an asham that went back to be an ola is going back to its original tzur as an ola. And kol shamecha akum chashuvim ka'ola, because that's what they were originally. Advarim ha'yunifly b'siyata d'shmaya. And obviously, there's a lot more to say, but we hope future shiurim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.